Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
So, it is my favourite part of the Food and Drink Show, the bit that I love to cover this show for. It is time for Flavours of the Week. And Steph, it looks like you've brought me a lot of food. What is in front of me right now?
Well, Ben, we've gone for a bit of a meat feast. I must have known that Will was going to be off this week. Now, I've prepared a meat feast, so I hope he's green with envy.
I'm sure he will be.
What we've got, we have got some maple bacon, oxalis and garlic chive waffles, which are a homemade waffle with some sweet Sicily inside. We have got some summer savoury slaw. We've got some slow-cooked beef brisket with some fresh herbs in there. We've got some garlic chives in there. We've got pickled chilies and crispy sage. And then we have got some hot dogs, which have got herbs running through the hot dogs, and they're served with hyssop onions. Now, it all seems very herby.
It does seem very herby.
You may notice a theme going on
here. I was going to say, there are a lot of extra herbs in that.
Well, on Tuesday, I did an event at Herbs Unlimited, which is a big herb farm based near Sandhutton, near Thirsk. And basically what we do, once a year, we open the doors and we invite chefs, we invite restaurateurs, farm shops, pubs, bars, cafes, mixologists, food writers, all sorts of people. Even
everyone.
Stray FM was
absolutely
there.
Absolutely everybody, yeah.
Stray FM was there as well.
That's coming up a bit later in this show.
Yeah, so you're going to hear about that, but I've cooked you up a bit of a flavour of what
Wonderful.
We ate.
Wonderful. Brilliant. So what is this I'm about to eat? This is the maple bacon. So, yep. What's this, the flour on top of it?
Yeah, so that is, it's called oxalis. It's vibrant green with a bit of a red tinge at the base. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, I think it's sort of lemony, Bramley apple-y. Mm. It's sharp, but with the sweetness of the bacon and the sweet Sicily, which is running through the waffle. I made those waffles myself. They've got,
did you?
Yeah, they've got
very nice. They look fantastic.
Sweet Sicily running through them. And it was just to have something sharp to go with the sweet, and it works really well, I think.
It really does. Maple bacon is one of my favourite things, and you've made it even better, Steph. Even better.
Well, so that's our maple bacon. The next one, this little pot of joy here, is a slow-cooked number. It takes a long time to cook this. So we're using brisket. And I slow roasted it overnight in the oven, and then we finished it off on a barbecue. And just to get that kind of sticky, unctuous flavour, it's quite deep flavour, isn't it?
It is.
We've served that. We slow cooked it with some bay, and I've brought some of the gorgeous bay leaves here. They're nice and crispy and sort of, but fresh. When a bay leaf is fresh, it has that kind of. And they're ripping them up now. They're so much more flavoursome. If you smell that now, Ben, the smell is really, really pungent. Fresh bay is so much nicer than dried bay. Cooking the beef with the fresh bay just imparts a really nice flavour. And a slow cooked, served with some homemade pickled chilies, which have got a bit of a kick. And
they do. I'm going to spend the rest of the show sweating.
And some crispy sage on there as well. And the next one, these are little hot dogs, and they're served with hyssop onions. So these onions on here are slow roasted. You know, like when you go to a burger van and you get the onions and they're sort of really sticky and unctuous and gooey. That's what I was after with this, because I think the sage and the fresh herbs in the sausages with the freshness of the sticky onions with the hyssop seems to go well, with a bit of mustard on there as well.
That is all delicious. So you served that up last night at Herbs and not last night, sorry, Monday night.
Yeah,
Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
Got there in the end. Tuesday, you served that up at Herbs Unlimited.
Yeah, we had 70-odd people, or 80 people. It was quite a lot of people. Alison showed them around all the speciality herbs. Philip took them around the fields in a tractor, explaining all the herbs that were there. And Claude, he had them in the polytunnels there. So they really had a flavour of all these herbs. And I think if you've never cooked with fresh herbs, try it once. I promise you, you'll never look back.
I will take that as a note. Should we find out what the perfect pairing for this delightful meal is?
I'm really intrigued to see what the ladies have got up the sleeve for this week, because I've not made life easy for them.
Brilliant. Let's find out.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week
on Stray FM.